Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is Friday. We air grievances, and you are welcome to join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'd like to relitigate the 1912 presidential primary yeah. in Nebraska.
Okay. No, who was that again?
I don't know. I don't even know if there was a 1912 president.
Curdy, just two more paragraphs here from CNN.
Is Nebraska state 1912? Just checking.
Probably. Regarding the Sussman
Arizona
trial,
was not.
One day before the meeting, Sussman texts Baker that they urgently needed to meet to talk, saying, "I'm coming on my own, not on behalf of a client or company." Durham didn't charge this as a false statement, but it could influence the jury's deliberations. Baker testified that he wouldn't have scheduled the meeting if Sussman disclosed that he was representing the campaign. The defense has argued that the alleged lie didn't matter. It wasn't material because Sussman was well known within the FBI for representing the Democratic National Committee after it was hacked by Russia. Baker acknowledged in cross-examination that by the time he met Sussman, he was aware of about Sussman's work for the DNC and the Clinton campaign.
So he knew that Sussman had worked for the Clinton campaign. Whether or not he was there specifically as a representative was irrelevant, really, to the fact he took the meeting knowing the guy had worked for Clinton, right?
That he
in this
did,
very but, elective cycle.
Yes, right. But I guess, and as we've said on the show, and I'm fine with, you know, let the chips will fall where they may. If a jury decides that this guy did something wrong, and he gets convicted, okay, whatever happens, be it with that or Hunter Biden or Donald Trump or any of the Trump kids, you know, hopefully justice will be met. But my question is then, and we recognize that the judge allowed only for very specific testimony and charge on this lie, that they couldn't dig into whether or not there was a greater quote-unquote conspiracy, which I think is a lot of the righties and the Trumpsters think is, and I'm just speculating here, but my impression is that they think that Hillary Clinton, the campaign, whoever she worked for, you know, kind of created, not only just planted the story or said, hey, you know, look into this alpha thing, it seems like there might be something up with Trump, but that they in fact were the ones that made that happen. Now, we're not gonna find out if that were to be the case in this case. They don't have the ability to go after that. There's no conspiracy charge here. It's simply a charge of lying to the FBI. But I would suggest it's one thing for a political opponent to drop a dime of some juice on their opponent. It's another thing entirely to create a fabricated situation whereby it would seem to be that way. And I think the conspiracy in one thing is not acceptable, but you know, passing rumors around that you heard is entirely acceptable.
844-967-2789. Be patient just a moment, gents, because there is related news in our backyard right here in the great state of Wisconsin. In Republican attorney general candidate is accused of voting for Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Let me read very briefly. Just who did Fond du Lac District Attorney Eric Toney vote for in the 16 and 2020 presidential? Of course, only one person knows. But here is some key evidence, according to Page Six's Dan Bice. No, Journal Sentinel's Dan Bice. He just often writes like he works for Page Six. Last year, six of Toney's past supporters, many of whom are liberal, wrote him a lengthy letter expressing concern about the direction of his campaign for attorney general. He's running against former state rep Adam Jarkow in the GOP primary for the right to challenge Attorney General Josh Call this fall. In the July 30th, 2021 note, the author, some who have known him being Eric Toney, you know, AG candidate for the GOP, some who have known him for 20 years said they were upset that Toney was embracing former President Donald Trump and his right-wing populist politics. That was quite a switch, they maintained, After all, you have told us you voted for Biden and Harris against Trump in 2020, just as you say you voted for Hillary Clinton against Trump in 16. The four-page missive obtained by the Journal Sentinel. Two sources confirmed the authenticity of the letter, which Tony does not dispute. So wait a second, Dominic. Tony, a longtime Republican, voted for the Democratic nominee for president in the last two elections? If this was false, if something you would expect him to refute in his response, I deny it, right? That's what I'd do.
That did not happen.
I did not have sex with that woman.
I accuse you of voting for Donald Trump in the 2020 election.
I did not. I would never.
I never.
But as Daniel Bice points out of, you know, Attorney General candidate Eric Toney, but he did not. Deny that is. In an email 5 hours later, you know, so he had time to reflect on, Toney told the group that his politics probably were not like any of theirs, but he thanked them for the note saying he did appreciate some of that feedback in writing. He explained that he had deleted a pro-Trump post on his Facebook page after they called it into question. He also made clear that he was not part of the extremist anti-vaccine or stop the steal crowds. Well, that makes you unelectable at the GOP
totally,
level.
Totally, man.
I wish you could be at the events wherein I speak. I tell people I don't believe the election was stolen, that I don't see an audit as being helpful, and that I'm vaccinated. Not a word about their claim that they had told him that he voted for Clinton in 16 and Biden 4 years later in his 1,000-word response. No denial, Dom. You would deny. Dom, do you ever ride a moped?
Yes.
How about you, Evan?
All the time.
Come on, man. I would lie about that.
Well, you've never ridden a moped. Dude, you have an e-bike. It's like moped light. What are you talking about?
I don't even ride. No offense to our pal, crazy e-bike Lenny.
But you don't exercise.
I don't actually ride an e-bike. The kids do. The kids like it. You know, I've been on an e-bike, you know, around the parking lot at Lenny's. Mine has literally less than 10 miles on it.
Terrible.
It's a beautiful machine, though. Yeah, you should consider getting one. Just because I'm lazy doesn't mean you are.
It's a trailer queen. Throw it in the back of the Jeep and drive it around. Other bike shows. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates going to break. Come back with your calls and more breaking news of the day. 844-967-2789.